This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Yemen ministers visited the site of a deadly stampede in the capital Sana'a on Thursday and announced that an investigation was underway to find the cause of the incident that killed at least 78 people. Two witnesses told Reuters news agency that the situation unfolded when hundreds of people crowded to receive charitable gifts of about $9 per person. Authorities say the two merchants responsible for organizing the donation event had been detained. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting in Sudan on Thursday and appealed for a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies. Guterres has been negotiating to achieve a de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between former allies, now rivals, who lead the Sudanese army and the local paramilitary rapid support forces. Hong Kong's Roman Catholic bishop says he hopes the dioceses of Hong Kong and Beijing will have more exchanges and cooperation. That's according to a Hong Kong public broadcaster's report Thursday about Bishop Stephen Chow's remarks during Mass in Beijing. Chow's five-day trip is the first visit to Beijing by Hong Kong's bishop in nearly three decades. It came 2 weeks after Vatican News, the news portal of the Holy See, reported that China had unilaterally appointed a new bishop to Shanghai. NATO's chief has visited Ukraine for the first time since Russia invaded more than a year ago. A highly symbolic visit from NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg underscores the alliance's commitment to helping Kyiv defend itself. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday that China should participate in meaningful debt relief for countries facing problems. She said as the world's largest official bilateral creditor, China has served for too long as a roadblock to necessary action. Speaking at Johns Hopkins University, Yellen said the United States expects China to make good on its pledge to work constructively on issues such as debt relief and climate change. She said delays in restructuring raise costs for both borrowers and creditors. EU scientists say the El Niño warm weather pattern could return in late 2023, contributing to yet another year of record-soaring temperatures and climate change-induced extreme weather. The year could be the hottest on record, fueled by climate change and that return of the El Niño after 3 years of the generally cooler La Niña weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean. The world will experience a return to El Niño, the warmer counterpart, according to climate models. During El Niño, winds blowing west along the equator slow down. Warm waters pushed east, creating warmer surface conditions on the ocean's surface. China climate models suggest a return to El Niño conditions in the late boreal summer and the possibility of a strong El Niño developing toward the end of the year. Moon Bin, a singer from South Korean boy band ASTRO, has been found dead at his home in Seoul, according to his management agency. The 25-year-old was reportedly found by his manager, who went to his home Wednesday evening because he wasn't responding to attempts to contact him. Police are investigating his death, but have so far found no signs of foul play. This according to South Korea's Yonhap news agency. Officials at Seoul's Gangnam District Police Station didn't respond to calls for comment. Moon Bin's management agency released a statement confirming his death, saying he, quote, suddenly left us and became a star in the sky. A spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the United Nations said Thursday that Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. representative to the U.N., met today in New York with U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk. Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield expressed the United States' continued concern about urgent human rights situations around the world, including recent violence in Sudan, oppression of human rights defenders in Nicaragua, and the treatment of Uyghurs and other marginalized groups in Xinjiang and throughout China. The spokesperson also said the two officials highlighted the importance of the UN's upcoming commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.